Hey guys, welcome back to Real Time Crime. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Javai.
And today we'll be wrapping up our International Month with a case of a serial killer in Mexico. Take it away, Javai.
So to start off, today's story is a very interesting one, full of many, many mysteries. There is very little information about his childhood because the interesting fact about this case is that Fernando was a serial killer for many, many years, and he went undetected after he committed 33 murders. And I say about 33 murders because later on I'll tell the story about how he ended up being charged for many, many more. Fernando Leyva became the most prolific serial killer in Mexico, yet the most mysterious. There are so many gaps in this story, but he is literally one of the biggest serial killers in Mexico to this day. Back to the information about his childhood, I was somewhat upset that there's no information on him because, as we know, the childhood of a serial killer is, I think, in my opinion, one of the most important aspects of a serial killer. When I started listening to true crime and just starting this podcast, I think I started learning more about the signs and what happens during one's childhood that can impact and even, you know, create a serial killer later on. So some of the early signs, and I even learned about this in one of my child development classes, can be killing animals and torturing them, setting fires, and even just life circumstances can have an impact, such as child abuse, domestic violence in the home, substance abuse, etc. So I'm not saying that, you know, if you have child abuse or domestic violence, you'll end up being a serial killer, but it's just some circumstances that serial killers do have as during their childhood. So like I said, unfortunately, we have none of this information on Fernando Leyva, which could have potentially given us an idea of his life story and what could have triggered him to become such a prolific serial killer. So due to the mystery of this case, many of the sources have different dates, although they all correlate to the same information. For example, it is known for a fact that he was first incarcerated between the ages of 18 and 20, and he escaped from prison twice. However, like I said, the exact dates are somewhat unknown. His initial incarceration was due to many kidnappings and robberies during his young years. So I do want to point out he wasn't caught the first time because of the murders. He was caught because he was robbing people and kidnapping them. So like I said, he was caught twice, but it wasn't until the third time that he was actually convicted of so many murders. Now that I think about it, it's crazy. Like, you had this serial killer like right in front of, or the police had them, you know, right in front of them, and they never caught him. So some sources say that he was able to escape due to poor supervision from the guards. The second time, others say that he possibly carved a tunnel and escaped prison. But like I said, it is unknown. We do know for a fact, though, that he did escape prison twice. Some sources say that the first time that he tried to escape was due to either poor supervision or that he carved a tunnel. And the second time he escaped, he actually tried to commit suicide by hanging himself. However, due to being over 300 pounds, he was unsuccessful because the rope ripped instead of, you know, him actually hanging himself. He was finally caught for the murders at the age of 22, and he was convicted of 33 murders. So if he was convicted at the age of 22 with 33 murders, I can't imagine at what age he actually started killing. Like, I can't even fathom that idea. His 33 victims were spread throughout 5 states in Mexico, and he was able to get away with 33 without ever being caught. When he was incarcerated and convicted, he ended up confessing to killing more than 100 victims, but they only knew of 33. Later on, they said that his statement was retracted because Leyva argued that he was tortured by police and was basically like pushed to confess to many more murders because he was being threatened by the police, saying that they would rape his wife and kill his children. So they retracted it and then still only charged him with 33 counts of murder, along with the other counts of robbery and kidnapping, which ended up giving him a sentence, a life sentence in a maximum security prison in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. So there was this big conflict of whether he killed 133 people or only 33 people. That was unknown at this time. But nonetheless, he was given a life sentence. So he was at this maximum security in Ciudad Juarez from 1999 up until 2020, when they allegedly closed the prison. During one of the times that he was in jail, he was evaluated by a psychologist and some psychiatrist because no one could really fathom the idea of how he killed so many people without ever feeling remorse, fear, and he even said for himself that he was just killing for pleasure. So their findings were that his behavior was almost like a movie criminal, because he killed people for personal satisfaction, and they found him to have extreme intelligence because he was able to naturally lure his victims without giving them any like red flags or anything. So he was just really good at like talking to people, and then he just ended up killing them. And he was also very well known for leaving the crime scene without being caught. Clearly he killed 33 people. And they also said that he never felt any fear or nervousness while killing, which made him fit the profile of a psychopath. Lastly, he had a sense of heroism, which is where his alias comes in. He said that he wanted to resemble Pancho Villa, which was a hero in Mexico like many, many years ago. And he just felt like a hero killing people, which is why he gave himself the alias of Pancho to resemble this hero, this Mexican hero. Which like to me, there's no resemblance in like killing people for pleasure and resembling a hero, a Mexican hero. Like there's literally no resemblance.
I wonder if this was the way that he worked it around in his brain to not feel remorse for his killings. Like he felt like he was like a hero or something.
Yeah, know. Could be. Yeah. So although there's no information on who the victims really are, or like if there is information, it's just not made to the public, we do know that Leyva was not related to them or knew them personally. So he just, you know, killed people that he either saw on the street, or he just went like randomly killing people.
We don't know if there was even a pattern involved, like if they were all women, children. No. Just indiscriminate, no. Or it's just unknown.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure if there were like psychologists involved, I think there is information available to them, but it's just not available to public because they were able to gather so much information from like his profile and who he was as a person. So I think they would need to know who he was killing to get that profile, but it's just not like publicly available.
You don't see very many serial killers with wives and children. That was interesting.
Yeah. And it's also interesting that he already had a wife and children, like plural, at the age of 22 while he was actively killing people. Yeah.
Did he sleep? Did he have a job?
Right. Who knows? Well, so I do want to mention that his main motive for killing people was to rob them. So if he didn't work, he was definitely just robbing people and, you know, like probably living off of whatever he robbed off of them. But I think those were his two main motives. Like he was killing for pleasure and he was killing to rob his victims. Another thought that I also had was that in many cases that we've seen, like if someone is robbing, you know, their victim, they end up killing them because like, if you leave them to live, it's like evidence, or you know, like a witness to your crime. So we don't know that for sure about Leyva, but it could have been also that. So like I said, Leyva didn't know his victims personally, and we also know that he wasn't involved in any mafia or gang, which to me would have made more sense. Like if he was a killer for like a gang or a cartel or something, that would have made a little bit more sense. But yeah, he was just killing for pleasure. Every time he killed someone, he just wanted to go for more. And although he was only convicted legally for 33 murders, there were a lot of articles that said that he might have killed upwards to 137 victims. So like that one time he was convicted and he said that they forced him to confess to 100. Later on, they ended up adding it to 137 victims. So
I was just curious and I was looking up like the serial killers by like number of victims.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be towards the top.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Not because I guess they only are counting him on 33, maybe, but
yeah,
that's a lot. Wow. I mean, Ted Bundy only had confirmed 35, possible 100 plus, but
I think what shocked me most was that like he got away with so much for so many years, you know. And also like I was shocked, oh, he got caught because he was robbing people, not because he was killing them. Like I don't know, that's just like he must have been really good, or the police was just like letting it slide.
Yeah, one of the two.
I was also surprised that although he's one of the biggest serial killers in Mexico, there's like little to no information on his case. And he's not as famous as other serial killers in Mexico or just like all over the world. Like you mentioned, Ted Bundy is very famous or like well known. And we know a lot about him. Like there's even a Netflix documentary on him. So for him to not be as well known and have so many murders under him, it's, you know, shocking. But yeah, I'm sure that the families of his victims, you know, continue to grieve through all these years, but I am thankful that he is currently in a maximum security prison where he will spend the rest of his life.
A long time of his life, because he's what, 57, 58, yeah, something like that.
Yep. And he was caught very young too, so he's going to end up spending maybe like 70 years in prison, if, you know, depending however long he lives.
And you said he only got one life sentence?
So I'm not sure how the Mexican...
I was going to say, that was it's interesting.
Yeah. And so all I found was that he got a life sentence in a maximum security prison. So I assumed that it was like a combined life sentence for everyone, rather than, you know, how here in the US they'll do like 30 years for one and 30 years for the other and like max for the other. So,
and then sometimes it's like 12 back to back, one for each victim. Like every case is so different.
It ends up being like 1,000 years in total.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But he'll stay in jail. And since it's a maximum security, he won't be able to escape again. So that's all I have for today's short and mysterious story. We'll be back next month with a new category.
Our next case will be out on April 7th. Make sure that you're watching our Instagram for a special update coming soon.
And as always, if you haven't already, don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Real Time Crime.